escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys on a Friday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this afternoon. Sean Myers producing. This has been fun, man. It's our last segment together.
It's been a wonderful day.
That sounded very much like Starkey.
Yes.
This has been a wonderful day.
Fill his void. I think he's in maybe North Carolina. I'm not exactly sure, but he sent a picture of raisins to myself and Brian Batko and Donnie this morning.
With the context being what?
He was saying something about raisins yesterday. I was kind of zoned out because I think I was actually doing something else. But let me pull it up. Yeah, both pictures of raisins and craisins he sent to the group. Myself, Batko, and Donnie all received that.
All right. Why not?
So he's having a good time today.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, anyway, Steelers kick off their preseason Saturday night in Jacksonville. I'm looking forward to it. Admit it. You are too. I know it's preseason football and the Steelers have like 27 guys not going to play. I don't care. I'm excited for some semi-real football. I'm excited for pomp on the TV and what we're going to see. And I do think there's some actual intrigue here, some stuff to be gleaned from Steelers Jaguars. So I came up with my five players to watch when I'm most intrigued to see. And one, two, they're kind of interchangeable for me. I'm actually going to go with Jack Sawyer because with all three top outside linebackers sitting out, I want to see what Sawyer can do in a real setting. And I think we're going to see it's more responsibility that he's going to have a lot during the season, yes, but I've been impressed with him in camp so far. And I guess I don't have a really good reason why I'm putting him ahead of Caleb Johnson, but I am. Caleb Johnson's a very close second, if not first. Again, with Jaylen Warren out, I don't think you're going to run up a lot of miles on Kenny Gainwell. Caleb Johnson's got to show whether he can do this in a real game. And there have been some criticisms of his work in pass protection, catching the ball out of the backfield, whatever. Man, I don't need to see that. I want to see him running hard first, second down, and he's going to get, I would imagine, quite a few carries early on with the second team offense. Two very big ones there. Maybe an underrated one. I'm not putting too much stock in the offensive line and or Broderick Jones. If he's good, I mean, it's encouraging. It's better than him being terrible. If he turns into a turnstile, that's obviously going to raise some alarm bells, but I'm not going to feel all that much better if he's just serviceable against the Jaguars. I think those two have a lot more to prove. I think there's a lot more unknown about those guys. Third one on my list is Roman Wilson. It's been an up and down camp for him. My second day out there was the best camp day yet that Roman Wilson has had. I like the chemistry that he's developing with Aaron Rodgers. It's kind of a neat thing. I didn't really take Roman Wilson. I mean, we don't really know these guys. We try. The players themselves, they know each other best, but that much of a people pleaser, and that seems to be the picture Aaron Rodgers has been painting of Roman Wilson. So how's that translate on the field? Obviously not going to get a chance to work with Aaron Rodgers, but Mason Rudolph, what kind of camp, and with Calvin Austin III being out, it's going to be interesting to show whether Roman Wilson is what we hope he can be. Number four would be Y.A. Black, and we can put in parentheses maybe Derek Harmon because they're right there. I think there's less of a question about Derek Harmon and how much playing time he's going to get. Y.A. Black, talking about this with Ray Fittipaldo, has been absolutely fantastic. He's been a menace in camp, batting down passes. Now, are you just picking things up about an opposing offense that you see a lot? Does it work when the real games are happening? I think it could. I've liked Black from the very moment the Steelers picked him. Rookie mini camp, OTAs, all that stuff's looked really good, and then it's translated into camp. Not saying he's going to make the Pro Bowl, just saying he could play a decent amount. Looks good. Number five, probably something that we will notice less. Hopefully we'll notice less, but a position battle. I asked Ray Fittipaldo about this one, Thornhill versus Chuck Clark. That safety spot, I think it's probably Thornhill, but Clark has some experience there. Those two guys will theoretically be playing. They're still kind of veterans, mostly veterans, but they're going to be in the lineup and try to figure out who has the edge at safety. All right, so the final topic I wanted to discuss, Sean, this is an open forum. I'll try to get through my bits quickly. Modern sports things that annoy me, and the ad nauseum contract talk that the NFL has become is part of it. And just there's so much with the contract stuff that it almost detracts from how much we're focusing on the field sometimes, and it frustrates me. But it's only one of a few things that I'd probably put that into the third category of the things I'm going to list, and that's sports business. Like it's become more than sports. We're always talking about business, efficient spending, length of contract, value. I'm not saying I'm not interested by it. I'm just saying that in modern sports, we kind of get hit over the head with it. It's a little bit too much. Another thing is something that Sean mentioned. Subscribing to Apple TV, Roku, Peacock, and whatever other bleeping subscription service that we have to. I shouldn't have to spend money in seven different places to watch teams. Maybe one. You lose me with two. It's frustrating. Why? I'm not asking for everything for free, but it's just, man, it's like going to the supermarket trying to buy enough things to see what I want to see sports-wise. Number two, or three, I suppose, the analytics crowd. Too much of it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've probably picked this up by now. I'm kind of a middle grounder. I like a little bit, not a lot. Not going to be super extreme. I like numbers. I understand them. I think there's value in them. I don't want you to whack me over the head with bacon, meatball percentage, PFF grades, Corsi, expected goals for percentage, and all this crap. And yes, I am guilty of doing it sometimes in my writing. We all get carried away. But it's part of watching sports in 2025. Get a little bit too much. Number three was sports business and how much we have to talk about contracts and all of that. So number four, replays. Not that I don't like replay. Not that I don't think there's some value in it. I do. But you know what's frustrating? When your team potentially has a walk-off win and say, hey, hang on. Somebody might be challenging. We got to wait. And it doesn't matter if it's the Pirates, if it's the Penguins, if it's the whatever. You know, having these great moments killed by replay. And number five of the things that I really don't care for in modern day sports watching, the on-field or on-court interviews. You cannot find a greater waste of time. I don't need to hear generic thoughts from behind a bench, one or two question interviews. None of these have ever added meaningful insight. Behind a bench, jogging off of a field, between quarters, whatever you're doing. Let them play, for crying out loud. I do not need to hear generic canned thoughts. I can get my generic canned thoughts after the game. Thank you very much. All right, Sean. I miss anything? You have anything to add?
Well, so a few of the things that you said, I had quickly jotted down some notes about what I would, you know, include and what annoys me. The contract aspect, yes. And again, I told you before, I just think it's so confusing that people that even, you know, truly are avid sports fans can't follow a lot of this stuff. So
I'm watching that, sports. I don't want to go to business school.
Yes, it's very convoluted. To kind of go with, you said the business aspect of it, this is college sports I'm talking.
Ooh,
the transfers, it's just, I have no problem if a person transfers for the right reasons, but it's become free agency every single year in college football and to college basketball as well. I don't like that. That's making it really tough to cheer for a player when you know in all likelihood if they do well, they're going to leave your program. That would be one that's more recent. Also more recent, in a number of sports, in particular the NBA, and I think baseball as well, is load management.
Ooh.
Players who are healthy are not playing when they're available. And there's obviously guys need rest, right? But I think we've kind of gone a little overboard in that regard. I hate that baseball players have day games off when they play two night games in a row. If they're one of your best nine, I think they should be in there to some extent. Those are the types of things, and it happens in every sport, but in particular, the NBA was most known for load management, where they had some of their best players intentionally sitting out 10 or 15 games a year. And the subscription thing that you said is absolutely right, and unfortunately, it's getting worse and worse and worse every single year. You know what was great? When cable had all the sports that you needed. And that's,
I know.
You just had, obviously, cable, you were paying for that, so it wasn't free, but I still have cable. And it's getting to the point now where I still need that to watch sports. And then I would need four or five other streaming services or whatever just to watch all the things.
Go to the sports grocery store and get all of
your
stuff.
Yes, just to watch all the things I was able to watch on cable alone 10 years ago.
I felt better.
Yeah.
I feel good about that. All right, so my list again, if you're just tuning in, subscribing to Apple TV. These are annoyances of sports in 2025, watching sport. And they're not big annoyance. They're, you know, first world problems, right? Subscribing to 1,000 subscription services, getting beaten over the head with the analytics, bacon, meatball percentage, PFF grades, Corsi, et al. Sports business, talking about contracts, the appropriation of contracts, dead money, value spending, types of spending, all that junk. The rampant and often prohibitive use of replay, ruining live moments, and the useless on-field, on-court interviews. Sean, I'm curious about your thoughts on the last one. Am I an outlier where I don't, like, there has to be a market for these interviews, right? Like, people have to care. Somebody's paying attention. If they excise those entirely, I would not mind. But somebody has to care, right?
Yeah, you don't really get much out of there. I do think if we could kind of go behind the scenes for some of the mic'd up stuff, you get good content out of that. But usually on the, you know, the national broadcast, you're not seeing it. I think back in the day, Inside the NFL, which was on HBO, used to have a lot of that where they would have guys mic'd up and it was really insightful. But yeah, to your point, those quick, you know, sideline interviews or halftime interviews or whatever, you don't get much out of that whatsoever. I agree with that.
And those people, they would rather be, I don't know, jumping off a cliff, something that you don't want to do.
It's a little intimidating being the reporter sometimes, trying to interview a person that you know the last thing they want to do is talk to you.
Well, I mean, that's, yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's just like if you're getting something out of it.
Which almost never happens.
You're not. Yes. What's the point? You know, like if I'm, I don't know, if I'm chasing a story and there's controversy and I need to talk to this person because I'm writing a story on it, it's the right thing to do to quote them and it's unfair or not, there's not journalistic integrity and not quoting them, that's different. Somebody doesn't need to talk at halftime of a game. They're working.
Can I throw one more thing? And this is kind of a shot at what we do. The overreaction to one game, one inning, whatever, with sports hot takes and constantly having to have a massive opinion based on just one small snip as opposed to kind of formulating over a course of time. There's so much of that, it's unavoidable, that I think it almost takes away from people's enjoyment just to go and watch a game and say, you know, I enjoyed the win or the loss, where you know you're going to hear 10 million hot takes about it immediately afterwards or while it's happening even now with, you know, social media like Twitter.
Yep. Very reactive society, man.
I benefit more watching a game if I just put my phone down.
Oh, I absolutely do that. I've had that discussion on the evening show. I'll put my phone in the living room. I don't do it enough and just go back in the family room and watch it. It's so fun. So great being without your phone. All right, 50-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We're 1 minute early, but that's okay. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny, a high of Hines Ward, 86. Today, go out and enjoy that weather. Sean Myers, thank you very much. PM Team is next. I'm Jason Mackey. Talk to you soon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.